Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Third and five at the 29. Empty backfield. Chiefs are 3 by 2. 3 to the left. Wide side of the field at Mahomes. 2 to the right. Mahomes holding on to the football. He's in trouble. He's going to throw it late. Right boundary. And it's going to be... What's the play? It's broken up or is it caught? They're going to say caught by Xavier Worthy between two Buffalo Bills. Unreal. Xavier Worthy somehow fought the ball away from Cole Bishop.
You think that call's good?
Again, going to a knee. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat. The Kansas City Chiefs have just done something that's never been done, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs Kingdom Rocket, has gone past Pluto. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship 32-29.
And we've also got this for the rest of our entire lives.
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Good call, Speck.
Yeah, very good. Well played by Steven Spector, thinking because, well, it's just Josh Allen's time. God, if that's the way you're making your decisions on football games and gambling, that's stupid. It's not your time. It's nobody's time. There's no rules. There's no rhyme. There's no reason to say, well, I just feel like it's Josh Allen's time. You're saying that because you've got Mahomes and Chiefs fatigue, which I'm sure a lot of folks will have around the country today. Enjoy what we're watching, folks. It's history. It's magical. It's awesome.
Average bedtime tonight in Kansas City, 7:30 p.m.
Or 10:15 a.m.
Yeah. We go to Danny. You're on the phones, man. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say it was a great game. I still can't believe that we stopped Josh Allen five times in a row on fourth down.
Why? Why can't you believe that, man? Why?
Because it's so crazy. Because, you know, it's one of those, it's like the tush push. It just always works. He's a big quarterback. He's, you know, he runs physical. And the fact that they knew he was going to go left on those short yardage situations every time and to be able to stop it is just crazy.
That's coaching.
It's amazing to watch it.
That's coaching. That's why I am so hard on these coaches in the NFL and think the majority of them suck at their jobs, because you watch it, what the Kansas City Chiefs do from Dave Tobe. Little shout out to Dave Tobe today. I watch special teams, Dave. I saw you guys do some good things. And
fan of the show. And friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Remigio.
Yeah.
Big
Nico Remigio may join us a little bit later this week as well. Huge game for Nico. But just a little shout out, Dave Tobe. I watch special teams.
Tobe.
And also shout out to Steve Spagnuolo, who will have a place in Canton all by himself if it's up to me. And Andy Reid, like, this is what coaching's about. Like, this is why the Chiefs are good. And when people talk about the referee or bad spots or penalties, you're not giving proper credit to those guys and gals that are inside that Arrowhead practice facility that are coaching these guys up, that are putting them in position to be successful. It's the number one job of a coach and a manager and a boss. Put your people in position to be successful. And Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Dave Tobe, Matt Nagy, all of them put their team in position to be successful every single day.
Phone lines are loaded. Batman, you got 60 seconds. It's your time, man. Heard that.
That was great.
Yeah, we lost him. I don't know what happened. Again, 913-586-7965. Love you, Batman. I know what you were going to say. You probably had to hang up the phone to go fight some crime.
That's exactly right.
So, love it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy all the TV shows today. Enjoy all the, you know, the crying and moaning that the Chiefs did it. I mean, you can also be respectful. I'm sure there's a lot of Bills fans out there that, you know, I'd hate to see what they're going through. Obviously, it stinks. You can just be like, hey, man, there's always next year.
Yeah.
It sounds facetious, but it's honest.
I mean, like, is there any organization in American professional sports that has suffered? I hate to use the term heartbreak, but I mean, like, losing four Super Bowls.
In a row.
Yeah. Right? Losing all of these playoff games to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Josh Allen being 0-4 against Patrick Mahomes. The Bills being 0-4. Super Bowls, like, I don't know that there's another fan base that has experienced as much poop as the Buffalo Bills fan base. But you know what? I can't help you there, man. I can't. It sucks, and you'll move on, and life will be fine, and you'll go and eat your wings, and, you know, summer will come, and it'll warm up for the day in Buffalo, and everything will be good, and you'll be back to getting excited about your team next year. But I can't imagine that fan base just constantly getting kicked in the nuts like they are.
I don't know if I'm saying this name right or wrong. Tashney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, so I want to say I'm calling in sick all week, and go Bills.
Yeah. Go Bills.
Yes, we have a great fan base, but yeah, we keep getting kicked down, but there's always hope.
Yeah, are you here in Kansas City?
I just left. I just checked out of my hotel, so I'm headed back to Arkansas. I'm actually from Arkansas, but I'm a Bills fan.
There you go. Well,
appreciate you taking the time to call the show.
That takes
a certain someone to say, you know, it's heartbreak, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Dan and KCK, go ahead.
Good morning, Dusty. Good morning, Bob. How you doing? Yeah,
great.
Chiefs did it. Yeah, they own Josh Allen 0-4 in the playoffs. Yeah, yeah, Spag is bringing it on fourth down, you know. Yeah, just the eyelash that Kincaid got, you know, that's what threw the timing off. And I know, Sean McDermott, I don't know what he's thinking, not going for it on fourth down, you know. But, you know, that's the way it goes. 0-4, Josh Allen can't do it against Patrick Mahomes. I'll take care of business in 2 weeks and take care of the tribute with the Eagles. Take care of yourself, guys.
See you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan and KCK, thank you for the call. We go to Austin. Go ahead, Austin. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Just wanted to say love you, love your show. And living through the Schottenheimer days and living through all this, you know, those down days, the days of terrible Chiefs play and all that, it's nice to be going this far, this many times. Let's go, Chiefs.
No doubt. There you go. Thanks for the phone call, Austin. We appreciate that. All right, Batman, you had to fight crime. We lost you. 60 seconds, but we got to go to break, but go ahead and take it over.
Yeah, you know, it's me. I got a new bat phone just so I could make a good bat call this time. The only thing left for this team to do, this juggernaut to do, is to go ahead and do the three-peat. And I'm telling you, Josh Allen, he was right about one thing. We are the best team ever assembled. The Kansas City Chiefs started, won our first Super Bowl in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and we're going back to the Big Easy. Go for the three-peat.
No doubt.
And what a pleasure it is to listen to you guys. We deserve this, and we deserve this three-peat to break in, the initiate, and in the birth of the new station 96.5. You guys rock, and I'll see you at the parade, I guarantee you.
There you go, Batman. Love you as well, my friend.
There
you
go.
And look,
new
I
bat phone.
Got goosebumps thinking about that, too, because Super Bowl IV was in New Orleans, and we're going back for the three-peat in a game that was basically invented by the founder of this franchise. And we're going to do something that's never been done before in the spot, not the same stadium, obviously, but the spot that the Chiefs won that first Super Bowl. To kind of put Marty Schottenheimer in perspective, okay? Marty Schottenheimer is a caller said, I lived through the Marty Schottenheimer era. Three playoff wins for Marty Schottenheimer, third all-time in Chiefs history. Hank Stram, 5 playoff wins, second all-time in Chiefs history. Andy Reid, 18 playoff wins. 3 times plus as many as number 2 on the list.
Danny coming back on the text line saying, I hope you don't think I was saying it was crazy in a bad way. I love the fact that we stopped him that many times. It was great. Now you're good, man. We got you.
The Chiefs are now 3rd all time in Super Bowl appearances by franchises. 7. The bunch of teams have 8, and then New England has 11. 5 years ago, the Chiefs had like 1 appearance in the Super Bowl, and now here we are climbing up all of these lists. Andy Reid now 3 wins behind Bill Belichick, for the most postseason wins. He wins the Super Bowl. He's two wins behind Bill Belichick for the most postseason wins of all time. And quite honestly, if they do a four-peat next year, he could break Bill Belichick's postseason record, winning his fourth consecutive Super Bowl next year.
Nine straight playoff wins, 17-2 on the season. They have a chance to do something very few have done, which is win 18 games and do something nobody's done, and that's win three straight Super Bowls. Again, 913-586-7965. Let us know what you want to talk about. You have the phone lines. You have whatever you want. I was over here watching out the window. I don't know if somebody knew that this is where we were at. Heard like a massive string of just honks in their cars. Everybody's still riding high for that win last night. 32-29. Chiefs were victorious once again in the AFC Championship game. Coming up, you guessed it, we keep talking greatness. That is the Kansas City Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Fesco, Dusty, and Mac.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
You're a bad man, Mac.
I kind of forgot about this yesterday in the fourth quarter. Didn't hear it.
Yeah, you know what? You were at the game. Buffalo went up 22-21. Mac was just telling me this. I forgot about it until you just said something. You know what song they played when the Bills went up 22-21 at the commercial?
This they did on TV.
Yeah.
Did they really?
I was like, yeah, great. Yeah,
let's go.
Right there. If you know,
kick some tires and light some fires.
I'll be honest with you, man. Like, you're poking the bear. I'm sure somebody did hear that on the Chiefs staff and radioed down to Patrick Mahomes and said they're playing the Killers. Let's go.
Well, it's ironic because the Killers are Buffalo's song, but the Killers are the Chiefs to the Buffalo Bills this season, every single year.
And Nate Burleson on CBS yesterday had this to say.
I say this to the fan bases out there. If you're not a Chiefs fan, that's okay. But resist the urge to fall for the narrative that we're tired of seeing them win, that we might be fatigued of watching KC go to the Super Bowl over and over again. You are witnessing greatness, and just be happy that you are alive to be there to see it.
What an approach to take for Nate Burleson. Like, if you're not a fan of the Chiefs, that's fine. But be happy you're alive to see the greatest run in American professional sports. It is the greatest run in American professional sports. Be happy you're alive, especially in Kansas City. But elsewhere, be happy you get the opportunity to see this. Mm-hmm. You're going to see something in 13 days that literally has never, ever, ever, ever been done before, and that is a team kicking off in the Super Bowl for the third consecutive year.
Don't forget, championship game coverage is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer partner of your Kansas City Chiefs. Troy and Lee Summit, you get to go on before Derek Johnson joins us. Go ahead, Troy.
Oh, awesome. Love Derek. Hey, guys, look, we got to talk about that 22 draft class, right?
Yep.
No matter what happens, because, like, you know, that draft class, 10 players, incredible. And we're, one of the missing narratives you might be looking for here is Darren Kennard might not be with the Chiefs anymore.
Oh, no.
But he's second straight for guess who? The Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
So no matter what happens, the Vigenator drafted one player that's going to win three rings in a row. Ridiculous.
No doubt about it. Thank you for the phone call, Troy.
Yeah, that draft class knows nothing other than going to the Super Bowl, right? Like, could you imagine?
No.
I'm trying to think of what it's relatable to in everyday life, and there really isn't anything. Like, you start your job and you reach the pinnacle in the first year, then you reach the pinnacle again in the second year, and now you're in the pinnacle game for the third consecutive year. Like, yeah, that draft class of 2022 knows nothing about a football season ending without being in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's crazy in and of itself. Like, that collection of guys has the opportunity to look around and go, I don't know, not being in the Super Bowl, this is normal for us.
I think this is the funniest text so far. Do you think Matt Collins wore the animal costume when he left the stadium?
Yes, he probably did. He probably did. Which Muppet would you come dressed as?
Gonzo.
Gonzo is yours? Ooh. Okay, I like that. That's a good one. See, I would probably
Deep cut.
It is, yeah. But see, like, I was thinking...
This guy just say Gonzo.
Gonzo's a good... That's a good one. I'm trying to think of who I would, but I know that, like, if I could hang out with any of the Muppets, Janice from the band would be the one that I would hang out with. Janice, I'm going to tell you, Janice gets kinky. We've talked about Janice on this show before. Janice, I guarantee you, gets wild, man. Her and Animal do some crazy things when they're there in that band together. Like Janice, I'm going to tell you what, Janice has been to the garage a lot. Hey, guys! Like, I love Janice. She would be the best Muppet to hang out with.
Hit it, Mac.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle-tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Like Troy said, love Derek. Community America Credit Union is what it is, brought to you by Derek Johnson. Is Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invested in you, and also brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. One guy last night showed up. Wow, that's where my voice is at, DJ.
You're gone.
Gone,
Dusty's voice.
Yeah, one guy showed up in an animal costume. Derek Johnson, you always showed up as an animal in a jersey. How about that game, my man?
Man, I am still on a high, man. golly, where do we start? I just want to just tip my hat. We all really want to tip our hat to just the Chiefs organization from the top down, from Clark Hunt, really just being able to have a GM like Veach to bring in guys and have different acquisitions during the off season, and just to have a chance each year. Like playing in this league for 14 years and to have an opportunity for 7-8 years straight to have the AFC championship to be in that game. That's like unheard of. Like that gets people making you the villain. Like, that's a lot of people hating on the Chiefs now. You know, back in the day it was, you know, oh, we don't want to see Tom Brady and the Patriots. They always go like that. That's us now. That's a great, great problem to have. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the game, man, it was a pretty even game when it comes to stats, passing yards, rushing yards, just the whole nine, but the difference is just the situational football at the end of the day. Pat Mahomes being able to execute a little bit better than Josh Allen, and that was the difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge difference, obviously. We'll get into that in a second, but when Andy Reid took over, you were part of that team in 2012 with the lowest of lows, right? And now we're literally at the highest of highs. No team has ever been here before. 13 years after, you know, that 2-14 season and everything that went into that 2012 year, Andy Reid comes in and turns it around. You were part of that beginning of that turnaround, DJ. What was it like when Andy Reid walked in that door and flipped that switch? How did he do it almost literally overnight?
Yeah, knowing he's so proven in this league, like Andy's a rock star, man. I mean, we've known that. Not that I was an Andy Reid fan when he was in Philly, but when you talk about Andy Reid before he got the KC, you're like, oh, that's big time. Like, he's a big time guy, and to have him available at that time, whatever Philly was going through at that time, I'm glad they were, and we got the benefit with him coming into Kansas City. And we knew it was going to be special. We knew it was going to be special. We knew it was going to take a little time. But I'll tell you what, man, as soon as he got there, we just started winning. I mean, what, 8-9-0? I mean, we just started off rocking in 2013, but Andy's awesome for this team and this organization, because he knows how to win. He doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. Like, Andy stays the course, and he has this team focused, and they're still focused. Like, they're not, you know, some people may be like, oh, we're going to New Orleans, we're going to the Super Bowl, and, you know, having these, you know, this great celebration. And, you know, don't get me wrong, the Chiefs are happy, but they're not done yet at all. They have their eyes on the prize and trying to make history. And last year, you know, nobody would say, oh, man, I don't think they'll do a three-peat. Nobody's done a three-peat before, but they have an opportunity to do that, man. Andy's at the top of that list when it comes to making this happen.
Yeah, you watched that game last night, and I know that you've had some heartbreak in the playoffs. If you're Buffalo and you lose that game again, and you lose it in that fashion, like, What's the mentality like for the Buffalo Bills in that locker room after that game's over?
Yeah, that's I felt myself kind of feeling like, dang, that sucks because Buffalo's really, really good team, by the way. You got to give them credit. Josh Allen is a freaking superstar. And then I felt like, no, I'm not. I don't feel bad for him. But at the same time, I've had a lot of heartbreak when it comes to playoffs and losses and not really when you lose to the same team a lot, you know, some people say, oh, that's more motivation to beat them next year. It's really not. It's really more of a confirmation like, hey, we got your number. Hey, if you play in Kansas City, you know, we're probably going to, you know, we're probably most likely going to win. And that's what we've been doing every year, man. And being able to have home field advantage is the key. Doing really good during the season and peaking at the right time, man, it's just hard to win. I was talking to a friend the other day. There was, man, you know, Josh Allen, they beat him during the season, that's the team to beat him. I'm like, yeah, but we're in Kansas City, man. It's just hard to win there.
Yeah,
hard to win.
It is. And you mentioned Josh Allen and how good he is. Yeah, but like 3:33 to go and you have the ball and you have an opportunity to move your team down the field down three. Patrick Mahomes goes up by four in that situation. Fourth down plays. Yep. Patrick Mahomes converts those. Like, to me, there is a huge difference between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is in a category by himself, and Josh Allen's part of everybody else, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I cannot argue with that. And those small differences are really big differences. So yeah. That's exactly right. That's why we're going to the Super Bowl once again. That's why we have an opportunity to go for a three-peat. And you just after all the stats, I did say they were all close, but one stat kind of stuck out a little bit to me, and that was on third down. We're pretty good on third down. When you're pretty good on third down at the end of the game, when it comes to the fourth quarter, situational football, executing at a high level, the Chiefs are the best at it.
What do you think from a defensive mindset at the last play of the game where Spags draws it up once again?
Man, I was, you know, during the season, that last play, he didn't quite do it, right? He didn't quite send the ball or whatnot. But he made sure this time, hey, we're gonna send the house. I mean, he's sending the corner, he's sending the safety. I'm like, golly, he is sending the whole kitchen sink. And I love it at the end of the day because that's who we are, right? And when we can execute at a high level doing situational football, Spax is gonna dial it up because we have it all, man. I mean, and not saying we have superstars across the whole defense, but we have, like, grunt blue-collar guys on the defensive line, at the linebacker position, for sure at the DB position, all across the board. They can do it all. So, I mean, it's we're looking good. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's going to be another great big task, just like this one was in the Super Bowl. But I mean, if you don't hang your hat and bet on the Chiefs, man, I mean, you're not watching the right games.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, enough of the, well, they've won too much or it's somebody else's time or all of this kind of stuff. Like, I don't buy into that. I buy into these teams and judge these teams based on their coach, their quarterback, and the obviously the organization that's been established by Brett Veach. But Andy Reid plus Patrick Mahomes is greater than Nick Sirianni plus Jalen Hurts. They just are. Like, we've got a huge advantage going into the Super Bowl at the two most important positions on the field.
That is exactly right. We have a couple players that's been there the whole time. A few players that's been there this whole tenure of this playoff run and AFC championships and being able to go to the Super Bowl multiple times. But sometimes we forget that this is an ultimate team game, mm-hmm. and being able to have a Xavier Worthy, a guy that to be mentored by Kelsey and D-Hop, and I mean you got all these guys, even younger guys that haven't been to the Super Bowl for three or four times, like George Kolaftis, guys that are or have a chip on their shoulder, and younger guys trying to get it, trying to make it, maybe make a legacy for themselves, maybe make more money for themselves, whatever it is, like, this team is moving with a velocity that it's going to be hard to stop, man. It's going to be hard to stop, and I'm freaking proud to be a Chiefs fan.
I'm glad you said hard to stop, because we're going to enjoy this one for the next couple of days. I think that's okay to do that, but you've got a man that wears the number 26 that's really hard to stop that you're going to play in the Super Bowl. What does Derek Johnson think you have to do to stop Saquon Barkley?
Ooh, man, you know what? We got to get a lot of people around the ball. Whenever you play against a guy like Saquon Barkley, the defensive mindset, you have to build a wall up front. You got to set the edge. Everybody has to do their job. Literally, everyone has to do their job, because Saquon's a guy that he likes to take an inside zone, and other people relax on the outside, and he'll pop it out. He will come to your gap. If you are deficient or you're not doing your job right, he will find you. He will find you. He's kind of like that Tom Brady at the running back position. He will find you, and he will expose you. So everybody has to be on par and being able to get them in third and long, because when you have a running quarterback like Hurts, and you have Barkley back there, that they can stay ahead of the chains and have third and short a lot, which that's easier to get for those guys. So Barkley's going to be a task. Obviously, we can do it, but Spax is going to have to draw up some stuff that's going to help his players to have more success during the Super Bowl. But what a great problem to have.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, we got 2 weeks too now, 13 days to get this game plan drawn up, and you got to think Steve Spagnuolo is going to have the perfect game plan drawn up for Saquon Barkley. I mean, when you think about his record, he's 4-0 now against Josh Allen in the postseason. He's beaten Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I mean, like, Steve Spagnuolo, man, I know assistants don't go into the Hall of Fame, but we need to create a wing for assistant coaches and call it the Steve Spagnuolo wing, because there's nobody better at what they do of coordinating defenses than Steve Spagnuolo right now.
It is. And being a defensive guy myself, I'm looking back like, man, this is pretty cool. Some things that he does that he's really great at. He likes to disguise. He likes to bring just an unconventional look where an outside guy is playing inside coverage, or safety is way back, and he lurks and comes down and plays the robber. It kind of gets the quarterback to hold the ball just a second longer. That's all you need. That's as a defensive line. You just want to give a little indecision to the quarterback just to get him that 1 second so the D-line can get there, or to affect the quarterback somehow. And Spags is the best at it. And you're right, man. He should, I mean, throughout the whole season, I mean, when the offense wasn't on, defense was on most of the time. That's been probably one of our most consistent groups throughout the year, and it continues to pay dividends when it comes to situational football. And I mean, I can start naming a bunch of players on this defense that make this go, but Spags are putting them in the right position.
Is this the best team of this dynasty that we've seen?
Man, that's tough. I don't know. Like, I really have to sit down and go and kind of go through the roster throughout the years of them going to the Super Bowl, but or since 2019 or whatnot. But I'm not sure. And is it up there? Yes, absolutely, it's up there. I don't know. Like, because we've had some teams. Yeah, but at the end of the day, let's be honest. Pass the general. He wears that hat, and when he's on the team, you can fit other players in there, the right players in there, mm-hmm. to get the job. And that's what the Chiefs have done.
And that's their whole MO on this. When people say this guy can't get traded or this guy's untouchable, no, there's one untouchable player on this team. It's Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs are showing you that, because everybody freaked out when they traded Tyreek Hill, and since then they've only gone to 3 straight Super Bowls.
That's so true. I was one of the ones that was freaking out too. Like, oh my goodness, we're gonna, like, that's that, you know,
you know, obviously, we don't have to talk about Tyreek, but goodness gracious, you know, with his speed, you don't want to lose that. But again, Pat knows how to win. He's freaking addicted to winning. He's one of those guys, when you talk about Tom Brady, when you talk about Michael Jordan, when you talk about Kobe Bryant, I'm bringing big names up because we are living in this time. Like, Pat's that guy. He is that guy, and there's no rebuttal or no stutter about that.
Well, you're that guy, and we'll talk to you next Monday, but we'll be live in New Orleans when we talk to you next Monday. So, DJ, get some rest. Enjoy this week, and we'll get ready for a Chiefs Pete here in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Go Chiefs.
That's right. Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. Did I almost cuss?
No. No.
Okay.
The Chiefs Pete. I like that. That's what we're going to start calling the three Pete, right?
Because the text line said we can't give Pat Riley any credit, so we just call it the Chiefs Pete.
The Chiefs Pete is fine, yeah.
So from now on, Chiefs Pete. And if we don't say Chiefs Pete, show money fund.
Yeah.
That we lost about $49 to, but we're getting ready to go to New Orleans. So the little
Chiefs
finger.
Chiefs Pete.
Chiefs Pete. Let's get some T-shirts and hand them outside the station this week. Chiefs Pete.
I don't really have time for that this week.
Well, we don't have to do
Carrington
it.
Carrington can do that, right?
They got other shows here. I got to be in bed by 10:40 today. A.M.
Yeah.
I've never wanted McDonald's breakfast in my life. I've never wanted a sausage burrito meal and a sausage biscuit with cheese and a hash brown. If you're listening, thank you. No, but I look, man, that's the best DJ sounded all year. And that's not a shot at Derek. You know that he's in the same, like, that is a former NFL starting linebacker, and I guarantee you he's feeling the same way you're feeling as you go to work. As you're late to work. If you're late, your boss will be okay with it.
Yeah.
I promise.
Seems like a late start today, just by judging by the traffic here on Shawnee Mission Parkway and Metcalf.
I would say give everybody the day off of school, but everybody else like, no.
We've had plenty of days off
from
school.
We've already missed enough.
Yes, it's time to go to school.
Crazy. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll have the script. Coming up at 9, we'll have Josh Briscoe. And coming up on the other side, 913-586-7965. It's your time to shine here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
There you go. That's our boss, Steven Inspector.
That's right.
He said play the hits, so we go to the phone line, and this is two hits on the line. Big T, take it away first.
Yeah, hey, man, thanks for taking my call, you guys, man. Let's keep the party rolling. You know, we're in a – got to tip our cap to the Kansas City Chiefs, man. We're in a golden era. These guys are on rare earth. Man, they just do it year after year after year. And, you know, this is just nothing but a class organization from the top down. You know, the owner, you got Brett Veach and his staff, Andy Reid, his coaches, his defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, all his assistants, and then all the players. And to parlay off that, the reason they're so grounded is because of the culture that Andy Reid has brought to this team. Big Red. We are Big Red. He's a badass. Mm-hmm. And when they interview the guy on the sidelines, he's just so humble. He deflects all his praise and glory off of himself to his assistants and his coaches. And that parlays down to the players, too, when they interview them. They're not cocky. They got a plan, and they stick to the plan. When they talk to Pat Mahomes, they're so humble. Every one of their players, they don't talk a bunch of S. They got the deal going. They just know what to do. And it's no coincidence because of the culture that Andy Reid has brought to this organization. Everybody needs to get on board. They're headed down to the Big Easy. We're going to keep this thing rolling. And, you know, they said there's two things in life, death and taxes. Now it's three. Death, taxes, and the Chiefs being in the playoffs and vying for a Super Bowl. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
There you go, Big T. I love it.
Big T and Shawnee.
And, you know, his comment about
that's a big son of a gun right there, Big T. I've met you twice, and I never would talk any sort of language to your face.
Do not talk ass to Big T, but he's right about Andy Reid, like, you know, empowering your people, giving all the credit in the world to everybody else. That's what leadership is all about. When you do good, you give everybody else the credit. When it doesn't work out, you take all the blame. There's nobody better than Andy Reid about doling out the credit, and that's why he's successful because he understands how to manage people and put them in the right spots and empower them. That's what leadership is all about. That's why Andy Reid just continues to kick everybody's ass.
Somebody says, we're not going for a Chiefs, Pete. We're going for the Pat trick.
Oh, that's good.
Solid. Yeah, take the day
Pat
off.
Pat trick. That is really good.
All right, Bob. This is your buddy. He was here before I was. Billy Coons joins the show. Billy, go ahead.
How you guys doing today?
Good, Billy. How are you, buddy?
Man, I've never seen you so excited, Bob. That's awesome. I mean, you're on fire today, man.
Yeah, it's a good day, Billy. I mean, my goodness, we're going to our third straight Super Bowl. How could you not be fired up, right?
And would you agree with me that Mahomes actually is the greatest player of all time? There's no doubt. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I think it's at this point in time, it's hard to debate that Patrick Mahomes is not the greatest player in NFL history with what he's been able to accomplish. I will say he's the greatest quarterback in NFL history because of the three-peat. And it's an interesting question. I mean, are we now talking about Patrick Mahomes being the greatest NFL player of all time? I think he can be in that conversation, yes.
Yes, and Andy Reid's the greatest coach of all time now. There's no doubt about that, too.
No doubt at all, Billy. No doubt at all, man. He is the best.
Thank you for the phone call, Billy. We appreciate you. Hope all's going well. What went wrong with Josh Allen and the Bills is what the question they're having on right now.
Right.
I get up, and I'm really interested to see what Rex Ryan's saying.
Well,
because
right
that man was just spitting BS yesterday, and I thought Teddy Bruschi was going to go across the table and slap
like
that man across.
Pregame, are you talking about or postgame? What was he saying pregame wise? Was he talking about how it was going to be?
He goes,
did he get the Jet job? By the way, I missed that. Did they hire Rex Ryan?
No, but Jerry Jones hired Schottenheimer.
I mean,
I'm not here to talk about anything but the Chiefs today, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it was just his pregame, and it was their normal, their cast of guys. It was Greeny, Rex Ryan, Alex Smith, Teddy Bruschi. And they were all talking, and Rex Ryan's like, you know what, what we did when I was with the Jets, we had to play the greatness was Tom Brady, the Patriots, and we got him. We beat him. And Teddy Bruschi goes, one time, Rex. You got him one time.
Yeah.
And he's like, but we looked at that team because they were arrogant. They were cocky. And we knew that going in. Like, we're going to stop them. We're going to beat them because they're cocky. And Bruschi was like, we weren't cocky. We knew what we had to do in the situation because we'd done it so many times that we knew what the motions were. We knew. And what happened to that game yesterday? The Chiefs were not arrogant.
Right.
They just knew what they needed at every sort of facet in that game. And the fact of the matter is, it's not arrogance. It's not cocky if you can back it up with what you have in confidence and what you've always shown to do. It's not like Mahomes the entire game was like, you know, doing all this stuff, or Chris Jones was, you know, baiting people. That wasn't it. It was the Chiefs knew what they had to do, and they did it. We talked to Derek Johnson just a little bit ago. Spags sending the kitchen sink on that last play. It was up to the Buffalo Bills receiver, tight end, to make that catch, and he didn't make the catch.
And he didn't do it. He didn't do the job. Kelsey makes that catch. Rex Ryan, I think the more that we're seeing him on ESPN, the more we're realizing why he didn't get a job as a head coach again in the NFL. He really doesn't understand football and how it's supposed to work. Now, if he's doing it for an entertainment standpoint, fine, but then you're being a fraud. So I watch Rex Ryan right now, and I see a guy who, A, doesn't understand football, and B, Rex Ryan strikes me as that guy that in like grade school and high school was probably a bully to everybody else, and now the rest of the world is kind of catching up to Rex Ryan. He's still trying to be that bully in high school and try to bully kids around, and it just isn't working anymore. His narrative is stale. It doesn't work. And we're seeing why Rex Ryan is no longer a football coach in the NFL, because he really doesn't know that much about football. If you're having takes up there about the Chiefs that just don't make sense like he's had all week, are you really preparing a team to get ready to play on a Sunday afternoon? Doesn't seem like it to me.
Also, what's Dan Orlovsky talking about today? Last night. Let's an awful call, and again, a worse review. The ball clearly has passed the line. Absolutely terrible. I just responded and said, yeah, I want you to run out of the end zone again.
Okay, and here's the other thing, Dano. Josh Allen got the ball with 3:33 to go in the game with an opportunity to drive down the field and either tie or win the game. And he didn't do it. Like, for all of these people who want to put Josh Allen on a pedestal, you had your moment. You had your 3:33 to go in the game moment where Josh Allen had an opportunity to become a legend. And you know what Josh Allen became? A Jag. Just another guy.
We go to the phone lines because we said it's your guys' show, not ours. Men, ladies, whoever wants to call in, we go to Nick. Nick, you're on the line.
Hey, boys. Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
good, guys. So last night I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, can Spags please blitz this guy? And it's like Spags was lulling into sleep. And then on the last play, on that long fourth and down, he sends McDuffie. And I'm sitting there looking at McDuffie like, who's he covering? Because he's our best corner. And he sends him off the edge, and Josh is not even ready for it. I'm like, Spags is that guy.
That's right. We appreciate the phone call, Nick. Yeah, just every time. And Spags, that's why they made the shirts last year. And Spags, we trust.
Right.
Not a better coordinator for defensive in the NFL's history. The best defensive coordinator. Best coordinator. I don't care what you want to say. There's a reason why teams like Detroit don't last longer than 3 years. Because their coordinators go somewhere else. Nobody's going anywhere on this coaching staff next year.
No, nobody. Nobody's leaving. You know, maybe somebody retires, but I doubt that too. But I mean, like, nobody's going anywhere. Nobody is leaving this coaching staff. And that's a marvelous thing to have, because continuity helps as well. I mean, your coaching staff is just as important as your players. As you see teams try to beat Andy Reid by hiring Pete Carroll and Jim Harbaugh and, you know, Sean Payton just in the division alone. And then you see outside the division, you know, people are bringing in Mike Vrabel to try to stop Buffalo and Kansas City and all this kind of stuff. Like, I mean, everybody's trying to do what the Chiefs are doing, but they don't have the infrastructure in place. They don't have the correct coaches in place. And to answer their question, what went wrong with Josh Allen and the Bills? They don't have the winning gene. It's not that hard to figure out. The Chiefs were a better team. Charles Amenihu batted down a pass like we said he was going to do. They didn't make the plays when they needed to make it because the Chiefs were better. It's not what went wrong with Josh Allen and the Bills. It's what did the Chiefs do right to win this football game, and that was dial up the right plays on defense, the right plays on offense, and then convert when you needed to convert, and Buffalo didn't do that.
Before we get to the script, we got one more call ready to go. Brandon, you're on the phone. Go ahead, Brandon.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Dusty. Break out the Mardi Gras beads, brothers. I got mine on, the green, the yellow, the purples, the crowns. We're going to New Orleans. I'm loving it. I want you guys to make the Josh Allen on the bench the new Michael Jordan meme. Please do that for me. It's the new Michael Jordan meme. It is. Shout out to the Chiefs. Shout out to you guys. I got the Juju Smith-Schuster money last night.
There you go.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, Brandon. Enjoy it. Thank you for the phone call. Coming up on the other side, we get into the script. I don't care if I was right or wrong. I just care that we're going to New Orleans, baby. You get that on the other side of 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Mac Morey.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.